Alright, welcome everyone to game 1 of the BGN Invitational Final Championship Series. It's Killer Ace versus Coronis. And we'll be your Killer Ace's point of view. I am Sniper, and my colleague here is Zorak.
Okay, right now we need to be chattering a bit in the channel, and we'll be getting this preliminary game underway very soon. Or at least the hope.
Countdown has started, and we are underway. Alright, we have Coronis in orange in the bottom left position, and we have Killer Ace in the blue in the top right position. We'll be monitoring Killer Ace's actions for this game, so let's get to it.
Okay, we have Killer Ace in blue Protoss, as mentioned by Sniper, and at the moment they are just doing the standard build-up wars. Okay, now I've seen Killer's Protoss play before, and it's pretty impressive. Do you think that he'll be able to pull off a pretty key win here, Sniper? Or do you think Oily Hands will...
I don't know, Oily Hands are quite a big problem for me usually when I'm playing, but... I have not seen Coronis play Terran, so honestly I'm not quite sure how Killer is going to match up against him, but as you said, Killer Ace's toss is very impressive, so should make for a quite good game.
Actually, I have never seen Coronis play before, so I can't much vouch for what he will do in this match, but seeing how Killer has managed to defeat Destroso, which is a very good BGN player. I'm certain he'll come out on top in this game.
Likely. So far, Killer has moved his gateways about two-thirds of the way down now. He sent a probe up to the top left to scout, but that is not where Coronis is, and he now turns it back around. And he also just started building an assimilator at his base.
Okay, at the moment over Coronis' base, we have, he's just building up his assimilator and his first barracks, as well as a couple of supply depots here. His barracks is almost finished, but it looks like Killer has managed to beat him to first to finish his gateway, and so it looks like Killer's in pretty good shape.
Alright, Killer has his first C-lock come out now, it's going over to his ramp. Simultaneously, Coronis is scouting SCV comms. Killer found Coronis in the bottom left, as Coronis has now found him. And things are going to get underway soon. Killer just started a cybernetics core, so it looks like he's going to go back.
So at this stage of the game, you think he's going to start pushing dragoons, or do you think he's going to eventually try and deck for a reaver drop, or what do you think is in store?
I'm not sure myself. I'm thinking he's going to go with to build a couple of dragoons and then maybe tech to the reaver. But I just saw the robotics facility pop up, so it looks like he's going to go straight to the reaver, try to end this game as early as possible.
Okay, well, in the meantime, while this robotics facility was building, it looks like Killer has just sent in his a scouting V-lot to locate Coronis' base here on the bottom left corner map, and he managed to off one marine, and while taking substantial damage to his scout, and now he has just to pull it back, and he also managed to kill the scouting CV that Coronis had sent.
Alright, the robotics facility just finished. I imagine a shuttle is just starting being built. He's now up to 4 pylons, still with just the 1 Z-lot. Just started up a robotics support bay and an observatory. So I think we were right that he's going to go for the quick tech. And now Dragoon as a distraction towards Coronis.
Okay, now I know that this observatory here is going to be very important for Killer, because normally the way he plays, he has very good scouting, and he knows that reconnaissance is very important, so this should be a pretty big role in this matchup, as he should be creating several observers fairly shortly to keep track of the various group movements across the map. And at this point, it looks like Killa had just sent one of his dragoons down to engage a group of marines, and then decided to pull back when he started to take damage.
Alright, if Killa is going for the river, which seems quite likely now, from my perspective, Kronos' base seems fairly poorly defended against a river up there. Four marines, a tank, and a especially as Killa pulls dragoons towards his men. Back to you.
Okay, well, here's one thing to consider. I've heard, let's say, himself, that he is a kind of player who likes to build a few units and try and use them as effectively as possible. So he's mostly a micro player, in other words. Whereas I've heard Dominate mention on many occasions that Kronos is just a pure macro player. So how do you think this is going to pan out for our friend Killa here? Do you think he's able to manage to hold back all of this this macro that Kronos has stored for him, or do you think this could be a potential issue?
It could be a little bit of a problem because, you know, you can have extremely good micro, but if you're playing so many units, they outnumber you 3-1, 4-1, you can have the best micro in the world and you're still gonna lose. So I'd like to see another gateway out of Killa here and maybe a little bit more tech. But as we speak, he's sending a shuttle with a reaver in it, and possibly some other units. I think a dragoon as well, towards Kronos' base, which seems lightly defended. But now Kronos is attacking with his force. I think he should be alright for now.
It looks like he's making a small push in towards Killa's natural expansion. He managed to take out a couple of pylons and we're now attacking the nexus that's being warped in there, and it looks like now Kronos just asked for a timeout for whatever reason. So I guess we can use this time effectively and to see what our situation right here is. And so far it looks like Kronos has made a small minefield right at the entrance of his base, right outside his natural expansion, and he has positioned two siege tanks, which are poised to try and take out this nexus that's being warped in at the natural expansion. All the while, it has a force of about 5 dragoons that he's trying to beat back his expeditionary force here, and at the moment it's unclear as to whether or not he's meeting the task with any success.
Yes, Kronos does seem to have a pretty effective attack force here, you know, slight variety, marines, vultures, and tanks. The tanks provide fairly decent cover against dragoons, and vultures and marines do their number as well. But Killa has just built another reaver as base, which should be able to combine with that dragoons to protect him from Kronos' current attack. Down goes the reaver, and
okay, so Killa has
you got it.
Killa's now canceled his nexus, which was being warped in, and he has decided to warp in a third gateway, and it looks like he is now doing an upgrade of some kind, most likely weapons upgrade.
Right, the reaver drop looks to be very successful. He's killed all but a very few of Kronos' SCVs. The drop has now been killed by Kronos and a nice army of 5 tanks. So, Killa has hurt his economy. If he can last for a while against this tank push, I think he can gain the upgrade.
Okay, so at the moment, it looks like Kronos is now trying to lay into Killa's main base with a tank push with 3 tanks and a group of marines and 3 vultures, which have now been mostly destroyed. Unfortunately, the 3 sea tanks are giving Killa's dragoons a bit of a headache. And now it looks like Kronos is sending a that defending army of 5 siege tanks to meet up with his other 3 attacking siege tanks, and is now creating a small minefield just outside of Killa's ramp here. So he is slowly inching his way into Killa's base.
Yes, and here we go, he's using those siege tanks, just kind of doing a little leapfrog, using each couple to cover the next ones as they move further up. Killa has a pretty nice little attack force here. They're engaging with the Reaver. It looks like Killa might be able to survive this. I'm not sure. Full Dragoons and 1 Zealot. I think Killa is alright for now. Yes, back to you.
Just some fairly impressive micro. Yeah, after some fairly impressive micro, it looks like Killa just managed to survive this counter. And he did not come out of it with 0 losses, however. He did lose medium-sized force of Dragoon in the process, unfortunately. But while this happening, his earlier drop on Coronis turned out to be fairly successful, as Coronis only now bouncing back from losing all of his SCVs.
If Killa can get another Reaver, or possibly take one he has, and drop Coronis again, it is even weaker than before at his main base, because both of the turrets are now gone. If Reaver can go there, he can have another very successful drop. As I mentioned that, he loads it up, and looks like he might go. Oh, never mind. Back to you.
Okay, at the moment it looked he was about to sense, Shuttle and Reaver back over to the enemy base, but now it looks like he's trying to do some cleanup of this minefield that has formed outside his base, and unfortunately it looks like his Spider-Man got the best of his Reaver there. But he is doing his best to hold back these vultures, and he has taken several of them out and managed to clean up quite a few mines in the process. So, like you said a second ago, if only he just get another two Reavers back behind Coronis' mineral line, he could cause some major havoc.
Just a quick note, Coronis has expanded now, which can quickly give him the edge, and Killa is just starting his second Nexus there. But Killa is actually going to drop now, he's pumping Dragoons out of his gate server to kill that spider mine field that we talked about earlier. Yes, I think the balance of power might be shifting slightly here towards Killa's side if this drop can be successful.
One thing to note is Killa didn't actually have any observers stationed around on Coronis' base, which is a bit surprising considering the fact that he normally takes very good advantage of all the information he has. Oh, and is now decided to drop Coronis' expansion and has managed to take out about 5 SCVs and 1 tank, and he is using his micro to the best of his ability to make sure his Reaver does not die, and he has now taken out another 3 SCVs, and it looks like he might go in and drop right next to the tanks in siege mode to try and couple them out, but unfortunately has now lost his fur. But he is reinforcing his position with a group of about 6 or 7 Dragoons at this point.
Alright, Killa has just drained all of the minerals from his main base and is quickly moving his probes down to his just-in-time expansion. His 8 Dragoons are now approaching Coronis' base, where he has 5 siege tanks. Killa is stuck up with his 3 gateways. Forge that is currently upgrading something, most likely possibly armor. Later just finished the expansion. He is scouting the top left with a probe he might intend to expand. Dragoon attack has been very successful so far. It has killed Coronis' expansion. But he is now retreating slightly and waiting for his reinforcements to come in. Back to you.
Okay, at this moment he is reinforcing with a group of another possibly 6 or 7 units, bringing a total of possibly 8 Dragoons and another 5 Zealots and possibly another Dragoon inside of his shuttle here, which is now going to drop on these tanks that are in siege mode. I'm trying to do a little bit of havoc there. He now camping a little bit outside of Karanis' natural expansion, and he has just managed to clean up a small minefield and is pressing his way through here. And he's experiencing relatively few losses compared to the damage he's inflicting, which is a good sign. And it looks like now he's pushing his way up through the ranks, trying to tear open Karanis' face.
I really liked what Dylan did there. He had B-dots and a Trigoon loaded up into a shuttle, and he did the classic chop right next to the Siege Tanks. Basically, he killed Karanis'. Very desperate now, sending out his Killa's Dragoons. Killa is basically killing them all, and production looks like he's very good. And Karanis has just surrendered the game with the GG. Alright, that looks like this game is all over now. Killa is just faced with his dragon dots. Very well done game by both players. Left, and this game is over. Well done, Killa.